Yeah, it was wonderful to get the opportunity to talk to both the elected members of Sligo County Council and the executive about Sligo Bid. Sligo Bid is currently in our 10th year, and we will be heading into, as you may know, Sligo Bid has to be re-voted back in by the business community every 5 years, and we will be getting into that process from October until next February. So historically, we have always dropped into the council to let them know what we have been doing and what we plan to do for the next 5 years. And it was great just to get the opportunity to talk to the council and go through all the various projects we have been working on and what we plan to focus on in the coming years.
And can you give us maybe a very brief overview of maybe the plans that are in the pipeline for the next few years?
Well, it's very simple. We have three things that we drive all the time. It's feet on the street, bums on seat and heads on beds. So it's all about getting more people to come to Sligo. So Sligo Bid is a place management company. And what that means is that we are working on behalf of the business community in Sligo to make Sligo the best possible version of itself, because we want Sligo to be an attractive place for people who want to come either to live or to work or to invest or to visit. So it's about making Sligo the best possible version of itself, and that's the goal of all the projects we do, be they the support we give to Sligo Teddy Towns, the support we give to Sligo St. Patrick's Day Parade, the Evening and Nighttime Economy Advisor that is based in Sligo, in the Sligo Bid office. There are Purple Pulse, which is a new app for monitoring theft, antisocial behaviour in our towns. There's a whole host of projects we were involved in, and it was great to be able to give the councillors a whistle-stop tour of it today and have a really good discussion about how we operate as a bid.